Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch. Just as a reminder for everybody, if you want to listen to Full Puckle, you can always go over to the main feed and do that. However, if you also are just interested in listening to trivia, remember this happened late 2016, early 2017, so Toucan is definitely an answer, but unfortunately Stack Attack isn't. But I hope you enjoy this trivia segment.
Puckle's Poke Quiz. Puckle's Poke Quiz is our show where we get to quiz our co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. What's in their brains, not what's on the internet. So, of course, guys, you have to lower your browsers. Don't use those. And we are going to jump right on in. The way this game works is you guys get 1 minute to answer each question. And, of course, you get one hint to use throughout it. If you get all five questions correct, though, you can cash that hint in for an extra point at the end. One of these questions will be worth an extra point. So, are you guys ready?
Wait a sec, just let me open up Google.
Okay, so we're ready. So question number one. I know both of you have played the TCG before.
Mm-hmm.
A little.
So with it being the anniversary of Pokemon, this is the 21st anniversary of Pokemon. If we look back at the launch of the Pokemon TCG back in the 90s, how many types of Pokemon were there initially in the Pokemon TCG during its launch?
Well, I know that they added Darks, Steel and Fairy. So if you have the, and if you combine the pooling, so there's water, there's electric, grass, fire,
yeah,
psychic, and fighting. So, and oh, also normal. So seven.
Yes, so it's colorless. Seven. Yeah.
Now let's think if there's anything else that we're missing.
If like there's a special one, I don't think there is because they didn't introduce dual types either, and they're pretty much that's all there is, aside from the three that have been added as of late. I'd say seven.
And flying was normal. I'm just trying to make sure we're thorough.
Yeah, Earth and Rock were always fighting.
Yep.
Poison and Ghost was always psychic.
Poison, Ghost, psychic, yeah.
Bug that's was always good. Grass.
Yep. I think it's seven, Thatch.
You did say water, normal. Right? You did say water.
Yeah, we said water. If we're not counting...
Okay. Yeah. So seven's your final answer?
I don't know. I don't know if I like that tone of voice.
Is it your final answer? I just need your final answer.
Yeah, seven.
Yeah.
That is correct. The answer is seven. Yes. The one thing you guys did say that was incorrect, though, which has nothing to do with the question, is that poison-type Pokemon were always psychic. That's actually not true.
That's what back,
they
initially, when they came out, they were grass, and then they became psychic.
Oh, right.
On. Yeah. They switched to psychic. So you can go get a grass-type Zubat.
Excuse me.
Yeah, just saying.
Princess.
Just trying to make sure we're correct, guys.
But that's one question. So our next question has to do with Pokemon video games. Okay. So we may never get to meet Ash's dad in the anime. And for the majority of Pokemon games, you, like Ash, only know your mother. But there is one set of Pokemon games that does allow you to meet your father. What set of games are they?
Ruby Sapphire.
Do we say it as either the reboot or the OG? Because I think that's where he's trying to throw us off. But he's still.
Could you rephrase the question? Could you say the question? Again,
what games? I don't know. Whatever games you want to say.
Ruby Sapphire.
Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Norman.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Ruby and Sapphire and Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire are the only games that you meet your father in. And that's because your father, Norman, is a gym leader. You never meet your father in any of the other ones. Like, that's just not a trope they ever used again. It's really odd.
Yeah. They talk about him in Gale of Darkness.
Norman or your father in... Oh, yeah, yeah. In Gale of Darkness. That's not a mainstream Pokemon. It's not a main series game, though. That's technically a spinoff.
Technically. Look, I'm fat. Technically.
All right. So, next question. So, you guys are...
He's going to hate us, Liger. He's going to hate us.
Politically correct up in here.
So... Okay. Game Freak, the company that started our beloved franchise, didn't actually start as a video game development studio. What were they prior to being a video game developer?
I want to say it's like a pachinko machine thing. Like it was like with the little capsule monsters and everything. They used to sell those at like little arcade stores.
Where are you getting that from?
I don't know, because that's where Ken Sugimori got his inspiration for Pokemon. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's an interesting idea, because, like, pachinko is super popular over here in Japan. Yeah, pachinko. Gotcha. So, rather than just a video game company, you're thinking just a gaming company?
Just, like, a toy company.
All right.
Because, like, they'd sell the little toys that would be in those little capsules.
We should also consider, like, what if they were, like, Like, my Japan history is... Japan doesn't have many software companies... Because they are mainly hardware focused, so
we're gonna need an answer soon.
Well, chill out.
You get a minute. This is how the game works.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's go with Viger's idea. Toy company.
Toy company.
Or like what? Kind of like falling under the definition of what we said.
Okay. Yeah. Understandable. That is incorrect, unfortunately. They were actually a video game magazine that was
self-published.
There was a self-published video game magazine, and then they realized that the games weren't that great, and they're just kind of like, well, the games aren't that great. We can do better. And they came up with Pokemon.
And then they did.
They made the second most popular franchise in the entire world. So good on
that. Second is the best. First is the worst.
That's Mario. Okay, so question number four. So you guys should probably use your hint at some point, because you can't cash in anymore.
All right.
So in Pokemon Leaf Green and Fire Red, remakes of the games that started it all, Pokemon Red and Blue. This is also possible. In
Pokemon Fred? Did
Red,
I just hear you?
Red, Red and Blue. Pokemon Fred, my dog Fred. So in Pokemon Red, Blue, and Leaf Green and Fire Red, what is the lowest possible level to obtain an Electrode through an in-game trade? You of course have the hint as well.
I want to say, well, I'd also have to say,
it
has to be level 2 because you would have to evolve Voltorb at some point. But
no, there's a trade for an Electrode in the game. It's Cinnabar Island Lab. We need to think about the lowest level that you can evolve Pokemon. So you said in-game trade, right, Thatch?
It's through an in-game trade, yeah.
Okay, what is the Pokemon you traded for? I want to say Seal or like
you can also Ugon? Get a hint, obviously, for this.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's use the hint. This is a hard one.
Yeah, so you actually have to trade a Raichu.
Okay.
And right, because then you can evolve it via Thunderstone.
Yeah, so the lowest level you can catch a Pikachu at, which I think is 4.
4, 3?
It's either 4 or 3. Like what?
Hang on, Viridian I didn't Google Force. This. No.
It's either 3 or 4.
Oh,
gee.
I am leaning more towards 4 just because of the rarity that Pikachu is in Viridian Forest.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
Let's just do 4. Sure.
4.
Is that your final answer?
4 is our final answer.
Again, I don't like the tone.
I'm not buying
it. Yeah, sure.
4 is our final answer.
That is unfortunately incorrect. It is 3. Because you can't catch a level 3 Pikachu, evolve it with a Thunderstone. And trade for the Electrode on Cinnabar Island. So you were correct with almost everything. Except for
do I get half a point, Fetch? You're giving it to everyone else. Why
I'm not giving any more half points out. This is over. Also, it's not really fair. A half point. It's not really a half point. It's an advantage.
It's the same thing.
It's an advantage. It's like in tennis, like advantage, you know?
Favoritism is what it is.
Okay. Question number 5. Now this one's worth 2 points because there's 2 Pokemon that are the answers, so 1 point per each Pokemon.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So I always ask a question about base stats, just because it gives people a feel for what the base stats of Pokemon are, and it's an easy question to write. So that last part specifically. Including all Mega Evolutions and Generation 7 Pokemon, there are two Steel-type Pokemon that share the highest base defense of all Steel-types.
Go on.
One is Mega Aggron. And I think the other is Mega Steelix.
I was going to say, now, base defense, correct? Yeah. Base defense. And you said Mega Aggron is one of them.
Yeah, Mega Aggron is absolutely one of them.
I want to say, and this is just a shot in the dark just because I'm applying resistances and everything as well. I want to say it's Dialga or Mega Metagross as well.
Not Dialga, not Mega Metagross. Okay, neither of them come close to Mega Aggrons.
Never mind.
I think that Steelix could be close, though. But
Steelix
could be.
I remember doing one of my playthroughs of Diamond that I had a Steelix and its defense just shot through the roof.
Yeah.
As it continued on and on. But wouldn't Mega Steelix have a higher base defense then?
Yeah, it'd be Mega Steelix.
Okay. So you want to say Mega Aggron and Mega Steelix?
One second, let me think.
Are these your final answers? I'm going to need one.
Yeah, what we said.
That Mega Steelix and Mega Aggron.
Correct on both accounts.
Yes!
So both Mega Aggron and Mega Steelix are tied for the highest base defense of Steel-type Pokemon at a base of 230, which nice. Is literally the highest except for Shuckle. So good for you guys.
Well, Shuckle's heavily modified as well.
Yes. So that gives you guys 4 points for today. So I'm going to go throw that into my magic sheet. My magic sheet where I keep all of your stats. So that puts Vigor on the board today.
Woo!
And so, yeah. So the standings are updated. Of course, you guys are playing for Pokemon coasters that my wife is going to create.
So, yes!
They're actually going to look really cool. So you guys saw the coasters at PuckleCon last year, right?
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
I also saw
how both of us pocketed them all.
Yeah, that happened.
He got super triggered that you didn't do it without his permission or anything.
Just hey, like, Seth, can I have Comeos? Jeebo, why don't you just take 5?
Well, if he wants some, you should have just asked. Okay, so the
when he comes up there for the documentary filming, you might want to just like put those on lock and key just to be on the safe side.
So
got to be coming up for those coasters.
So the standings are updated. Of course, it's the race to first to 30. So we're going to see where we're at. So in first place, we have Dr. Shamu with 13 points. In second place, we have Scrawn with 11 points. Yes. In third place, we have Jushiro, because of the advantage, with 10 points. In fourth place, we have Whimsicott with 10 points.
You mean 10.5.
And tied for fifth is Vosifus and Vigor with 4 points. And then in seventh place is Maximus with 3. And then everybody else has yet to get on the board. So that's where we are with that, guys. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So that, of course, means, guys, you're going to have to lower your browsers. You're just going to have to use what's in your noggins. And we're going to go ahead and jump in. So as always, there are going to be 5 questions. One of them is going to be worth 2 points. And you get one hint for all the questions. And if you get all the questions correct, you can actually cash in that hint for an extra point at the end. But both of you are doing so well, so low stress situations for both of you. when it comes to these questions. All right. So, are you guys ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be tonight.
All right. So our first question, I'm going to lob you guys a softball. Many shiny hunters go after an elusive item known as the shiny charm. This is typically awarded after filling up a Pokedex to some extent, whether it be the National Dex or the Alola Dex, in the case of Generation 7. So this actually increases the chance of finding a shiny Pokemon. How much does it increase the chance of finding a shiny Pokemon by?
It gives you 3 extra rolls.
Is that your final answer?
Wait, what was that? It cut out for me.
It gives you three
extra rolls against the shiny chance.
That sounds actually right, because it like lowers it down to like 800 or something like that.
The technical thing that it does is it rolls three additional times to check if you get a shiny.
I'll go with that, because I really don't know off the top of my head.
That is correct. It is a factor of three, because you're essentially just rolling the dice three times. I guess it's 4,096 sided dice. You're rolling that three times now. So that is correct. That is 1 point, guys. So there we go. Okay, so yeah. So this next question is from Gator. He wanted to give you guys something rough. Well, I don't think this one's too rough. So this one,
really great at this.
So what is the minimum amount of experience any Pokemon needs to get to level 100? So, you know, different Pokemon have different base experiences, right? So what's the lowest number of experience that you can get a Pokemon to level 100 with?
This is a really tough one.
It is kind of harder. I want to say,
I recently checked how many points you need to get a legendary to level 100 because I wanted to know how much experience I would have to give my Cartana in order to use a ball cap on it. And it was in the millions, I think. So maybe the very least amount of experience is 1 million, Shamu?
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-mm.
I don't really know off the top of my head, and I kind of just feel like risking it with 1 million, because I don't feel like lower.
I mean, there, like, maybe Magikarp needs, like, 500,000, but honestly, I would not know. So
yeah, I think it's the safest bet for the 1 million.
It is the safest bet. Do you maybe want to use the hint? But it's not like if he gives us a hint, we're going to get much closer to knowing for sure.
Well,
we're not.
I don't know, because we don't know what's coming up later.
Exactly. So yeah, we might as well, you know, burn 7 points. As I said, we're doing well.
Yeah,
we're saying 1 million.
Yeah.
1 million is incorrect, unfortunately. The answer is actually 600,000. A few Pokemon can actually get to level 100 with that. Altaria is a notable one, as is Melodic. They both can get there with 600,000. It's typically these weaker Pokemon. Shedinja can do the same thing.
So, I had a small feeling it was like 100,000, but I just I had nothing to confirm it on myself.
I don't think
we would have gotten 600,000. Like 500,000 maybe, but
it's just one of those questions that's kind of hard to figure it out. Like, without any other real idea, it's just out of the blue. It's hard to answer.
Yeah. You just have to know.
So question number three. I found it today and I thought it was very interesting. Not the question, but the trivia fact. I hopefully can make it clear. I'm going to give you guys about 2 minutes to do this one. So in Pokemon Red and Blue version, it is possible that when you choose your starter, that it will be impossible to gain seen Pokedex information for the final evolution of another starter. I'm going to give this one 2 points. So if you name what starter you have to choose and which starter final evolution you cannot see. Those are the two Pokemon I need.
Okay.
All in Generation 1.
So essentially there's a trainer who did not have the final evolution of one of the starter lines.
Yes.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. So essentially it's the pairing of you and your rival that you have to
Exactly. So if you pick Charmander, you're for sure going to be seeing Blastoise, but will you be seeing a Venusaur or not? So we have to figure out whether a trainer...
We have to find out what if a trainer has either Blastoise, Charizard, or Venusaur.
Besides Blue, /Gary, /Green, /Jerkface.
Yeah.
This is a tough one indeed. And, my first instinct would be...
Does Blaine have a Charizard? I mean, not Blaine, Lance. Does Lance have a Charizard?
I think he might.
Because he has three Dragonites.
He has, doesn't he have, two Dragonites, two Dragonairs, and an Aerodactyl?
It might be. I know he has an Aerodactyl. Shoot.
Mm-mm. He might have a Charizard in yellow, but I don't think
it might be yellow,
he has a Charizard in red and blue. And he specifically asked for red and blue. And my first instinct was Charizard.
Yeah, that's the one that we can't find.
Yeah, so I think if you pick...
It would have to be Blastoise.
If you pick Squirtle, you don't see Charizard. I think that sounds right to me.
Wait, if this one's worth... maybe we should use our hint, because if it's worth 2 points...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Let's use the hint.
Yeah, I'm game for using the hint.
Oh god, I have to make up a hint now.
This is a tough one to get a hint for.
Yeah, this is a tough one to give you guys a hint for. They're that both starter Pokemon.
Oh shit.
And so they're both starter Pokemon, and let's see. Oh man, one of them is a fire type. One of the two is a fire type.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure someone has a Blastoise in the game. I'm like 90% sure someone has a Blastoise. So it is Squirtle and Charmander. Squirtle and Charizard, my bad.
I'm game with that, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is incorrect on both accounts. The answer is actually Charmander Venusaur. No one has a Venusaur in the entire game. On Victory Road, there are two trainers. One has a Charizard, one has a Blastoise.
And there is no Venusaur.
There's actually, like, the grass type trainer that's like there as an equivalent has a Victory Bell. It's really weird. So it is unfortunate.
I just couldn't picture Blastoise and Charizard.
Yeah, there is a Blastoise and a Charizard both in Victory Road.
If I played the virtual console game, I probably would have known that.
But I never got through that one. I didn't have the time. And it's been so long since I played Red and Blue.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, I haven't played them since.
All right, guys. Let's move on. We're going to get you guys two more points today, hopefully.
Why not?
What generation of core series games are the only core generation of main series games that in which it is impossible to catch a Pikachu?
Okay. It's not Alola. It's not Kalos.
It's Unova, I believe, was one of them. Because
does Black and White 2 count? And besides, I'm pretty sure you can catch a Pikachu post-game in Unova.
Well, wait, what was the question again? Because maybe I misheard this.
You can't catch Pikachu in this main series pair of games?
And pair, generation, whatever one you want to call
generation.
I'll take whatever. I'll take whatever.
So you can't catch Pikachu in this main game, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, generation 1, 2, the other out. Fire Red,
do you know what I think it could be?
Hmm?
And this is going to sound really weird, but can you get a Pikachu in Hoenn?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Safari Zone.
Oh, okay, right, in the Safari Zone. Okay.
Because I was thinking Gen 5, because the reason Gen 5, there are only Gen 5 Pokemon.
But then post-game, you get a lot of Gen 1 and 2 stuff.
Yeah. Fine.
Can you catch one in Sinnoh?
I don't know if you can, perfectly honest.
You can catch Pichu in Diamond.
But the question, what was the question again? Because I'm
catching Pikachu, not obtaining Pikachu.
Okay.
So it might be Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum.
Diamond, Pearl. I really don't know. I'm like, nothing. These questions aren't good for me.
I would actually argue that it's Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum because you can only catch Pichu in there.
I'm game for that, honestly. Like,
do you want to go for that? Let's go for that. What? What did you say that?
Is that your final answer? So generation, you're going to say generation 4?
Well, not if you count Heart Gold and Soul Silver, of course.
Okay,
yeah, Generation 4. Is that okay, Shamu?
I'm fine. I don't know. I really don't. So
That is incorrect. It is actually Generation 5. It is impossible to catch a Pikachu in even Black and White 2. Fun fact.
What?
Yeah. It is impossible to catch him there.
Are you counting the post-game in Unova as well?
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely surprised by this.
Should we fact-check that?
You can fact-check it, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I trust him.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I'm extremely surprised.
You cannot catch a Pikachu in any of those games. In Generation 5 as a whole. In Generation 4, you can catch it in the Trophy Garden.
You can catch Pichu there.
No, you can catch Pikachu there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I only caught Pichus there. So I didn't remember.
You missed out. Should have caught your Pikachu.
I did. I got a shiny Pichu there. It was my first shiny ever. Apart from the Gyarados.
In the Trophy Garden, it's a very low chance. It's something like what is it? 10%. So it's not.
Man, Shamu, we're doing so bad tonight.
All right.
I'm trying to have that with me, and I'm so sorry.
Last question is. It's about fairy type Pokemon, so hopefully you guys can get this one. What fairy type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Wigglytuff. That's the only thing I can think of.
Is that your final answer?
I want to think more. Okay. We've got like 45 seconds at least.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not your final answer?
Are you telling us this? Are you telling us this Wigglytuff?
I'm just asking you if it's your final answer.
I mean, I am going to be quiet about this because I've been making
Shamu
down with me.
Go, I can't think of anything else right now. Wigglytuff.
That is 100% correct. Wigglytuff is the fairy type Pokemon with the highest base HP.
Got like 140. Okay, it's much higher. Okay.
Yeah, good. So it's much higher. So it's like by far the highest HP fairy type Pokemon. So that gives you guys 2 points for today, but that is enough to change the ladder, because of where both of you are positioned. So, all right. So let me go ahead and click my buttons and
I feel like by getting 5 points in 2 episodes, I'm like, putting behind myself all of the bad feelings that people might have about me getting 7 points almost for free.
Oh, all right. So the standings are new now, guys. We are at one. In first place, we have Dr. Shamu with 15 points.
Wow. And
technically 15 and a half, but I'm not going to count the half.
Yeah, it's 15 and a half. All right.
It's a half point in your heart. We have second place, Whimsicott with 12 points. In third place, we have Scrawn with 11 points. In fourth place, we have Jushiro with 10 points. In fifth place, we have Bosifus with 4 points, tied with Vigert. They're both tied in fifth. And then in seventh place, we have Maximus with 3. You guys are competing for those coasters, by the way, just as a friendly reminder. Puckle's Poke Quiz is this show where we, part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. They just heard this. And so we're going to go ahead and quiz our co-host. Of course, I see you guys in front of me, so I don't have to tell you to lower your browsers. The rules as always.
Joke's on you. We totally have them up.
Joke's on you. So we're going to go ahead and ask you guys some questions. There are 5 questions. There's a total of 7 points for grabs. One of them, if you don't use your one hint that you get. Also, you can you can ask a hint. Yeah, you're probably gonna use it. But one of these questions is going to be worth 2 points as well. So we are going to
great question. How does one earn a half point?
How does do not ask that question.
It is
it's through, a much debate.
It is through pushing Thatch because you guys got the question wrong either way. He worded the question. You guys were hung up on whether or not Mega Evolution was included, and it wasn't. You got it wrong either way, so you don't deserve the half point, Jushiro and Shamu. This is what I was yelling about in the car when I was listening to it. I was like, Thatch, you're just a pushover.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It's like that one time Gator was like, hey, can we get our extra point on a question we know we can get? And it's like, no, you don't get to choose which one the extra point is on. That's bullcrap. That's Tauros poop right there.
That's Tauros poop. let me see. I lost the point.
This podcast is brought to you by Green Tauros, by the way.
Green Tauros. Wait, I forgot to add points to because Snag's like, I have points. And I'm just like, okay, one sec. I'm fixing my sheet.
Wait, can he see that?
Nobody can see this sheet.
Then how does he know
you didn't get it? Oh, because I announced it at the end of every segment,
oh,
right?
Oh, right.
All
right,
so we are going to go ahead and we are going to go ahead and ask the first question if you guys are ready. This one is actually from Scrawn. I, of course, encourage the other co-hosts to ask you guys trivia questions.
All right, and next question is...
All right, question number one. What is the only pseudo-legendary Pokemon whose English name is the same as its Japanese name?
Okay, it's not Hydreigon, it's not Dragonite, it's probably not Tyranitar, it might be Metagross, probably, or it could be Salamence, probably not Haxorus, that sounds pretty American.
Jangmo-o.
Now, is it line, or is it...
No, just like, Final Evolution.
We'll
say Final Evolution.
So we got Komo-o. We got. I'm just going through the pseudos. Is Gudra? Do you count Gudra?
Gudra is technically a pseudo.
Yeah. and then Gen 5 is Hydreigon, and maybe Volcarona, but it's not Volcarona.
Volcarona's not a pseudo.
It's not Hydreigon because it's a German.
That's a German name.
You're not trying to figure it out. Quit giving me hints. I'll look in the gleam of your eye.
Throwing us up.
I would say either probably Salamence or Metagross. What are your thoughts?
I only thought Komo'o just because it's so unique.
I think it's
that it'd be hard to translate.
Yeah.
And because it is a line and they're trying to boost that up.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And because it's Gen 7 and it's Scrawn asking the question, trying to throw curveballs. Probably Dragonite, honestly. That's what it is.
I could see that, too. I could see Scrawn playing the meta of this, trying to throw us off with that. No, I'm
going to need an answer.
Okay. You want to lock in Komo'o?
Yes, we will. What is Komo'o?
What is Komo'o? That is unfortunately incorrect.
Yes.
Komo'o, I just looked up, is actually called Jararanga.
That's Japanese. A way cooler name than Komo'o.
Jararanga.
Jararanga.
The answer is actually Metagross.
I should listen to you.
You were close. You were very close.
I just use process of elimination, and usually I guess.
I failed my beard brother, and I feel terrible.
Your logic made sense.
You had good logic. I looked it up just to verify.
You had good Scrawn logic. That was you played the Scrawn part of the game, and that's what sold it.
Okay. I hope you can get this one. Question number two. What is the only Pokemon capable of evolving into two Pokemon at the same time?
Oh, Sheninja and Ninjask. Oh,
yeah.
So what's the baby?
Ninkata.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. You guys got a point today.
That's not even a question. Bearded high five.
That's not even a question. Ethan, you don't get to come. You're at 0 points.
Ethan gets all of our points this week, too, because he's here on the show.
Mark that one down for Ethan. He's had that one.
He's growing his beard.
Yeah.
So he's almost a beard brother.
I'm working on it. I'm a beard younger sibling.
He's an novice.
Okay.
Starter beard.
Question number three. Today we're going to talk probably a lot about Gen 2.
That's great.
Seeing how the topic goes. So, in Generation 2, one of the Johto gym leaders... only one of the Johto gym leaders gives you a TM that is not of his type. Who is it?
I want to say Morty because he's Ghost.
Yeah.
I know Faulkner gives you... No, Faulkner gives you Mudslap. It's Faulkner.
Is that your final answer? Yes.
Show me Faulkner.
That is correct. Faulkner is the answer because no flying type TMs existed in Generation 2, so he couldn't give you one.
That's great. I'd love that. I'm like, no, because Faulkner get... No, it's Faulkner. It's I'm pretty sure it's Morty.
That's 2 points for you.
Morty gives you Shadow Ball. I know this.
There's 2 points for you. So this next question is worth 2 points. I'm going to ask you guys about Generation 2 once again. In Generation 2, there are several new Pokemon that are not catchable in Johto, but rather Kanto. These Pokemon?
I told you the answer to this before we started.
You don't say that, man.
That's cheating, though. I'll take the points, but I'll be meta about it.
What are the answers, Bo?
I'm pretty sure it's Houndour and Murkrow.
That is correct.
Okay.
Houndour and Murkrow.
I didn't look it up. I was just pretty sure about it. It could be like, it's Squirtle and Bulbasaur.
I verified. that on the route before Celadon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was right there at
nighttime.
Yeah,
so there are also two Dark types, and there were only six in that game.
And one of them was Umbreon.
Two of them were Houndour, Houndoom. Another one was Murkrow. One more was Sneasel, which you don't see until Mount Silver. And then the last one was Tyranitar. So that's
also
six.
You don't see until
Mount Silver. It's almost physically impossible to catch Dark type Pokemon in that game.
Yeah, it's pretty much it's
unless you try.
Unless you try,
you have to try. I mean,
so that gives you guys 4 points for the day. We're going
4.5. Yeah, we got a half point.
There's no half point
because we meta.
You hear that? You hear that? There are no half points in this game.
You're gonna blow out the speaker.
Good. I hope they can hear us over there.
Headphone warning. Our next final question is, of course, base stat question. I ask one of these every week just to give people an idea of what's going on.
We will take the clue up front.
Yeah.
Okay. What electric type Pokemon has the highest attack stat? And I will give you the hint up front because you might as well cash it in because you got the question wrong at the beginning. So the hint is going to be, it's from Generation 4 and I really like it.
It's Electivire.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't any other Generation 4 Pokemon.
I can't think of anything else. Likes.
What? That's bullcrap.
We can name one other electric type before you like.
Oh, electric type. No.
It's
Yon Mega. What?
Yon Mega. It's Yon Mega.
So now we got to edit, Bo.
It's Electivire.
That is correct. That gives you guys 5 points for the day.
I was going to ask you an Electivire question.
Electivire has the highest base attack stat of all Electro-type Pokemon with a base stat of 123 in attack, which is actually
what's Mega Ampharos's?
Mega Ampharos.
Oh, he's special.
He's special. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so let me update my rankings. This is what I do every time. You guys are seeing my
All right, so guys. That puts me in first place with 34 points.
34 points.
The coasters are being made.
The coasters that I already have are...
No, these are different coasters. She's going to take those like giant cards and make coasters out of them.
I think that Bo and I have a good argument that Ethan should get 2.5 points.
Well, Ethan should get 5 from contact.
All those 5.
Oh,
fantastic.
5 from contact. Aha,
proxy points.
No, you participated. You said words.
So we have changed this.
I was
going to
call
changed.
Was it Metagross?
Yeah, you should have.
I was
going to
call Metagross. I didn't want to. I didn't know if that was kosher. But
that was kosher, man.
Can you go back in time and correct that?
Yeah.
And shut me up?
So the standings are Shamu in first place with 13
5
points.
5 is a solid showing.
We have Scrawn in second place with 11. Jushiro in third with 10.5/advantage.
No!
To get rid of that! Fourth with 10 points. He just gets advantage, so in the rankings he sounds better. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but when I tie him at the end, he's going to be like, oh, at the half point, you're going to be a pushover and give it to him. We should sudden death arm wrestle for it.
In fifth place, we have Bosifus with 9 points. In sixth place, we have Maximus with 6. Tied for seventh, we have Ethan and Beaverla.
Bringing up the rear.
In tenth place, we have Snag. And falling
you
up
skipped
the rear.
Viger. With 4.
Viger? Oh, Viger has 4. My apologies.
Oh, wow, we're not that far behind.
No, the spread's pretty good right now. I'm really happy with it.
Ethan, we're going to come down here every Sunday and attack you. Just attack. Yeah. Just... If we get my proxy, we'll just sit in the room.
Take back. Yeah.
Just get those proxy points every week.
All right, so that is it for Puckle's, what is this called? Poke Quiz for this
it's
week.
The most generic name ever. It's us, a quiz about Pokemon.
This is my YouTube channel from 2008, Poke Quiz.
And kind of, yeah.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, as always, guys, the rules are you're going to be asked 5 questions. One of those questions will include a bonus point. On top of that, you will also be able to use one hint for the entirety of the questioning. If you get all of the questions correct, you will be able to cash that hint in for an extra point. So, we're clear on that. No internet browsers. You got to use what's in your head. So, are you guys ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let me pull my questions up then. Okay, question number 1. The alphabet has 26 letters in it. This is a normal thing. One of those letters is the letter X. Turns out there's only one Pokemon move that begins with the letter X. What is the name of that move?
That's a bit of a cop-out. X Scissor?
Wow.
Is that
that has to be it.
Is that your final answer?
There's literally the letter X hyphen Scissor.
It's not even one word either. It's like a
yeah, it's not even one word, but it's the only one that comes to mind that has X.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. It is X Scissor. I actually tested these on Shamu before we started, and I gave him that question. He's like, I had no idea what that was. I had to look it up.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So good job, guys. That gives you a point.
Yay!
Good thing I lobbed you a softball there. So, let's talk about Pokemon Snap for a minute. So, Pokemon Snap. There is actually one Pokemon that can be found on every course, minus, of course, the Rainbow Cloud, where you can only see Mew. But minus that course, every other course, you can find one Pokemon in all of them. The same Pokemon. What's that Pokemon?
It has to be Pikachu, couldn't it? Isn't it? Because...
Yeah, I'm trying to think Pikachu, but then I think of the volcano area, and I don't recall seeing him there. That's what's throwing me off there. But he's basically there in everything else.
Yeah, he's in the cave. He's in the mountain. He's in the river. He's
on the beach.
Yeah.
But then the volcano is the one I don't see him at.
But who else is there, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. The only ones that come to mind are Charmander, its entire evolution, Rabidash.
That's not it.
That's not it either. Yeah.
Unless it's not Jigglypuff.
No, Jigglypuff's only in the cave.
Cave.
And then, but the only one I can think of is Pikachu because it's in every single one except the volcano. And the volcano has basically all the fire types that are nowhere else.
Like, Pikachu's not on a cliff or something, or?
He may have, and after many years, I've just never spotted him before. I guess, maybe.
I think Pikachu.
Do you just want to go with Pikachu just because it's the one that seems the most reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your final answer?
That is our final answer.
That is actually incorrect.
I figured as much.
The answer is actually Magikarp.
Oh, come on!
Magikarp too.
Right.
There's the water.
There's a small
and in every area you can throw any item into a pool of water and a Magikarp will pop out.
Yeah, that's right.
There is one pool of water in the volcano that you can do that with, and Magikarp, you can catch a picture of Magikarp there as well.
Oh man. I was thinking that too, but I said like there's no water in the volcano area.
Yeah, I played it for so long too.
Right?
Don't I feel terrible now.
All right. So this next one. It's going to get a little bit harder, but I think you'll be okay.
Oh, joy.
In Black and White 2, we got the Pokemon World Tournament, where you're capable of facing past gym leaders and champions. And surprisingly, not any Elite Four members, which is really weird to think about. However, two of the past gym leaders who had at some point been replaced were not present. Who were they?
That had two gym leaders.
So there are two gym leaders in the world tournament or two gym leaders missing from the world tournament in like the cast of gym leaders throughout the series.
Oh boy.
Who are those gym leaders?
You also have
the hint as well. This is worth two points, one per gym leader.
Okay. I remember
that.
I know one of them has to be blue. One of them has to be. Because I don't recall blue being faceable in that tournament. Because if it was, Giovanni's in there, but he's not representing a gym leader in that. But blue is a gym leader, and he's not there.
Who was the gym leader that Sharon...
And so this would be, like, I'm just asking for clarification on the question.
Mm-hmm.
Gym leaders that replaced former ones.
No, these gym leaders were replaced by other gym leaders.
Okay.
Opposite way around. You're thinking the opposite way around.
Okay, so then blue wouldn't work then. And then that throws Koga out as well. This one really is throwing me off.
Because I'm gonna
get a lot of hate for this one. But
you guys do still have your hint as well.
We never played the black and white sequels at all. So.
Neither have I.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
There's a lot wrong here. You want to burn the hint?
Use your hint.
Yeah,
okay. So the hint. One of these gym leaders is from Gen 1. One of these gym leaders is from Gen 5. They were both replaced by other gym leaders in their sequels.
Yeah, it has to be the one Sharon evolved from Naval, but replacing... And Black and White 2, I don't know. I just forgot her name.
Yeah, that's it's the museum lady.
Yeah.
Big old teal afro.
The one that people say look like Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, Aunt Jemima. Can we submit that as the actual name? Because we all know who we're talking about.
Her name's Lenora.
Okay, Lenora's the name. So, and then next one is a Gen 1. Who's a Koga's daughter? Because I know she replaced him when he went to the Elite Four.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be her.
It has to be her.
You don't want the person that replaced them. You want the person that was replaced.
So then it would be Koga, because he's Elite Four now.
Yeah.
Because Giovanni's still there, and he was replaced, but he's still there. Koga's Elite Four, and you just said in the question, there are no Elite Four members that are present in that tournament.
Kind of. Yeah,
great.
Well, Lance is there. It's because he's a champion.
He's a cheater.
Yeah.
But
yeah. He's a champion.
Elite Four members are there, yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to say Koga and Lenora?
Yeah, Koga and Lenora.
Yeah, Koga and Lenora.
All right, that is going to give you guys 1 point. Koga is the correct answer. Koga was not... able to be battled in the Pokemon World Tournament, which I think is very odd. But that's because Janine replaced him by then. The other one was actually Iris.
Because she's the champion.
She was the champion, and she was not present in the Pokemon World Tournament. So she was replaced by Drayden, only if you played one of the versions of Black and White. I forget which one off the top of my head. Somebody is yelling in their car microphone right now, or their car in general right now, yelling at me, telling me it's like black version or white version. So, but yeah, that's 1 point. So you guys are standing at 2 right now.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of hate after this episode.
Yeah.
So, both. Question
Do
number
never
four.
Never play Black and White too.
How? Like, so there's an item called Berry Juice in the games. It's actually really popular in Little Cup because it heals 20 HP, which is pretty much all the HP you'd ever have in Little Cup.
It's a must for a Magnemite.
Yeah, exactly. So, so in Generation 2, there was a very specific way to obtain it. How did you obtain Berry Juice in Generation 2? This also carried over into Generation 3, by the way.
Generation 3 berry and Gen 2.
I really just want to say give a berry to Shuckle, walk
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And then you get Shuckle. Berry Juice. I really
that's what I was.
That.
That's what I was going to say, too, because that's kind of his thing.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I can't think of any way.
I can't think of anything else either, because I never got
Gen 2?
That is correct.
Woo!
You have to have Shuckle hold the berry. So that gives you guys 3 points for today. So I am going to ask you guys the fifth question, which is, as always, a question about Pokemon and their stats, because I find it somewhat informative so people have an idea of, like, the natural bulk of some Pokemon, the natural, like, power. What Pokemon has the highest base special defense of all ground-type Pokemon?
Wait, special defense?
Yes, special defense. Which ground-type Pokemon has the highest special defense?
Highest base special defense of all ground-types.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like a dual type for some reason.
It has to be a dual type.
I cannot think of any ground type by themselves.
What I want to say, Zygarde just because of that dragon type.
Zygarde or Primal Groudon.
Those are two of like the strongest ground types out there. That's what I want to say is it's a toss-up between – and there's just one answer, correct?
There is just one answer, yes.
Okay, so it's one or the other.
I'm thinking more Zygarde because I know that Groudon's more special, more physically defensive. I know, I'm pretty sure about that.
Theoretical question. If we say Zygarde, do we have to be form specific?
No.
Okay, so we just would need to say Zygarde.
Yes, that's all. So, I'll accept Zygarde as an answer if that is your answer.
Okay. Do you think Perfect Zygarde would have a higher special defense than Primal Groudon?
You know, perfectly honest, I've never looked at Perfect Zygarde stats.
I haven't either, but I'm just thinking theoretically. Just because Perfect just makes it sound a little bit more beefy. But
That's somewhat good reasoning. That's somewhat good reasoning.
Somewhat. But then Primal kind of adds to it as well. But my logic is not here today. Do you want to say Perfect Zygarde?
Sure.
Or do you have a stronger argument for Primal?
Like I said with Primal, I'm thinking Primal's more defensive than special defensive.
True.
Because I'm usually because just either Primal Groudon's like 90, but I don't think that's very high for special defense, or 90 or 100, 110 in that range. And I think there's one with a higher special defense on it.
I want to say, we know it's a legendary.
I'm going to need an answer.
Primal Groudon?
No, well. I was going to go Zygarde, what you said.
Okay, Zygarde. We will say Zygarde.
That is incorrect, unfortunately. The answer is actually Claydol.
Claydol!
Base 120 special defense, highest of all ground type Pokemon. But actually,
I run a Claydol. Well, don't I feel bad about myself?
I think the next highest is like Mega Swampert at like 110.
Really? Is that high? I thought it was like.
Yeah. No, Claydol is got a base special defense of like 120. It's nuts bulk.
Look about Swampert, like had like 90 or 100.
Yeah, no, it's got 120. Mega, this is Mega Swampert, by the way. Mega Swampert.
Yeah, I was assuming that if it's Swampert, it has to be Mega.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? That's a fair point.
Like if you talk about any Pokemon and they have a Mega, you're more or less talking about
Zygarde
Mega.
And Perfect Zygarde actually have the same base special defense of 95.
Okay.
So good try there, guys. So, you guys got 3 points today, though, which is pretty much where I thought I wanna throw it. Let's see. So let me update our point standings. You guys are playing for coasters, by the way. First one to 30, obviously. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. So that actually updates the bracket somewhat. Or maybe not. It ties you guys up and shifts things around slightly. So let me click my button and I'm gonna sort it. All right. So in first place, we have Dr. Shamu with 13 points. In second place, we have Scrawn with 11 points. We have tied for third, Whimsicott and Jushiro with 10 points. Tied for fifth place now is Bosefus and Maximus with 9 points. In seventh place
close?
Is Vig... Huh?
Oh, it's this close, man. 13
Yeah, 13 and 9. You guys are, like, all right next to each other still. So don't feel like you're gonna not get, you're not gonna catch up anytime soon. In seventh place, we have Viger with 7 points. In eighth place, we have Ethan. And in ninth place, we have Snag. All right, everybody. So that is where we're at. You're going to get coasters at some point whenever you guys hit 30. But though I don't think this is going to be for a while. You guys are doing a really good job spreading out those points.
Yeah.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we are going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, as always, guys, lower those browsers. No internet. You gotta use what's in your noggin. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into it. There are gonna be 5 questions today. I just realized I did not have one with 2 answers. That's good. I am going to... I made one of them in my head 2 answers now. Okay.
You could just... Wait, Thatch. Compromise. You give us each a half a point.
This is not happening. We're not doing this half point nonsense.
Okay, Thatch, I agree. The half point is ridiculous. Give me 0.6 of a point.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you're thinking.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but I do have some questions for you guys. You guys get a minute to answer each of them. And on top of that, you will be receiving... what am I talking about? You're going to be receiving...
coasters.
Oh, coasters if you do win. Yeah. First one to 30. Scrawn's actually in shooting distance of first place right now. So, so we'll see because we'll see. You guys also get a hint on one of these questions if you really, really are stuck.
If we don't use our hint, do we get more points?
You do get an extra point if you don't use your hint, and you get all of the questions correct.
Oh boy.
That's how the extra point works. Nobody's been able to do that for a while because I started making the questions a little bit tougher. So,
all right, let's do this, Snag.
Yes. All right. So, if you guys are ready, we will jump into the first question. Now, as always, I have some of your fellow co-hosts ask you submit some trivia questions to make your lives a little bit more difficult. gotcha. Also, so they can block you from getting the coasters. Some of these came from Gator today, so we're going to jump right in and see which ones we can get. So this first question is from Gator. He asks, what berry, when held, will neutralize a super effective rock-type move?
Is that a... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that a Meikle berry? A Meikle berry? M-I-C-L-E?
Berry? Right. I'm going to default to you. My guess would have been Leppa, but that's probably just the first one that came to mind. So.
Oh, no. No, that's not right.
Yeah. No, like I said, I'm PowerPoint. I'm going to default to you.
You can also use the hint if you really want.
Other name that comes to mind is Charty, a Charty berry. I think that's flying, though. But Meikle berry. I think that's right. Because Shuka is ground.
Is that going to be your final answer?
Wait. Thatch. I'm gonna go with a Meikle berry.
You're gonna go with a Meikle berry.
Yeah. Is that okay with you, Thad? Snack?
Yeah.
That's okay with me too. That is unfortunately incorrect.
No!
You remember when you said Shardy berry? That was the right answer. I was actually really surprised. I was going to give you multiple choice, but you almost got it, so never mind.
I'll get you back for this one, Gator.
What's the Meikle berry do? I forget. It's not even one of them that does damage reduction for super effective moves.
It just came to mind. I don't know why. Let me...
Meikle berry raises the accuracy of one move when HP falls below 25%.
Okay, that was really wrong.
Yeah, that was off 100%.
Sharky berry. Oh,
so our next question, we're going to move on. So generation 1. I know Snag's good at generation 1. In generation 1, you catch the legendary birds in various locations, different than you do in generation 3 remakes. And one of these legendary birds is found in a non-optional dungeon. Which one is it?
It is Moltres.
I'll go with his answer here.
Because Moltres is found in Victory Road.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. So that is 1 point for you guys there.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
All right, so this next question is another one from Gator. In Pokemon Sun and Moon, Pokemon Sun and Moon introduced us to Pokemon with Alolan forms. And for the first time, you see all these Pokemon Alola. They are in their Alolan form, except for one. Which Pokemon do you first encounter in its natural form, in its original form? Not
Meowth! Because you have a pet Meowth. What?
Is that your final answer?
As long as you're just saying, like, see in the game and you're not talking about actual battle encounter.
Yes, that is what I will say.
And yes.
That is correct.
Answer. Yes!
That is correct. Meowth is the Pokemon. Wow, I thought that was going to be rougher on you guys, but I know. So that is 100% correct. Now, this is the question. This next question is worth 2 points. It's going to be kind of a give me for the second point if you get it correct. So in Pokemon Sun and Moon had several callbacks to Generation 1 and previous games. One of these references was a reference to the Nugget Bridge, which actually appears almost once again entirely in the same form in Alola. Where in Alola is the Nugget Bridge? And if I will also want the island to go along with that. I will need the location and the island that it is on.
I know the answer to this, Snag.
Go ahead.
It's Melee City Gardens on Ula Ula Island. It's called Melee City. That's the big island. That's the big city on Ula Ula Island, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then...
I don't know why I answered.
let's go with that. I know that's the answer because I did that. So
all right, challenge.
That is correct on both accounts. It is in the Melee Garden. There's the Nugget Bridge inside of that with pretty much the exact same thing. They even give you a nugget at the end. And I think the guy even asks you if you want to join Team Rocket.
Yeah, he does. And then they afterwards they say, oh, we're just reenactors.
Yeah, we're just reenactors. And so that is correct on both accounts. So that's 4 points for you guys today.
I'm going to have to go look for that. I must have missed that.
Cool. It's something you could easily miss in the game. Absolutely. Okay, so question number 5, the final question. Now, I always ask a question like this on every Poke Quiz, just because I feel like they're informative. So I always ask you about a Pokemon stat and relative to its type. So I want to know what normal type Pokemon has the highest base speed. This includes Gen 7 and Mega Evolutions, obviously. Gen 7 being out for like 5 months at this point, I feel like that's assumed.
Okay, so Snag, we still have a hint, so let's use our hint here.
Let's do that, yeah, because we're not going to get any extra points for it.
It's a Mega.
Okay, fair enough. Mega normal types.
Yeah, Mega normals. Is it Pidgeot? Auto,
which is out. Pidgeot, which comes up. I don't think it's Pidgeot.
Well, what normal Mega is going to be? What normal Mega is even out there? That would be...
There aren't many. I'm trying to think. Let's see.
Yeah, there aren't a whole lot of... And we get 2 minutes on this, right, Thatch?
You do get 2 minutes on this one.
Cool. That one's Mega Altaria is not normal. Yeah, I can't think of any other normal type Megas.
Well, there's Audino.
But that's not going to be faster than Pidgeot.
Yeah, of course not. What else is that? Are there any legendary Megas? Like, no? No, they're all
No, those are just primals. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm going to pull it out of my head.
Mega Sableye doesn't like this Pokemon.
Mega Sableye doesn't like this Pokemon because of what reason?
There's something that's also... Well, crap, Thatch, now you made it harder.
How did I make it harder? You see, I'm trying to narrow it down for you guys.
True.
Quick, let me Google it.
No, you can't Google it.
Mega.
Mega Sableye hates this Pokemon. Maybe it
is. Is Audino part fairy when it Mega Evolves?
Yes, it is. It's not that fast.
I'm trying to think about the only other things that would actually give Mega Sableye trouble.
I'm gonna need an answer here soon.
I'm gonna default to you, Scrawn.
So much stress. Okay, come on.
You're going to need to pick something.
can't hear you.
I need something, Scrawn.
Okay, let's just go with Mega. Oh, Mega Pidgeot.
All right, I'm gonna take the Mega Pidgeot because time's up. that is incorrect. The answer is actually Mega Lopunny. Mega Lopunny has a base speed of 135, and Mega Pidgeot's speed is base 121. So
it's
Mega
also
Lopunny.
Kangaskhan. I forgot.
Oh yeah.
Name.
Jeez. But yeah, Mega Lopunny makes sense. Now, could you tell me why Mega Sableye doesn't like that? Like, what?
Okay, so Mega Lopunny, when it Mega Evolves, gains the fighting type. And in addition to that, it also gets the Scrappy ability, which allows it to hit Ghost-type Pokemon fighting and Normal-type moves.
Yep.
So it was literally like the defense against Mega Sableye.
Yeah.
Back when it came out. So that's it, though, guys, for PokeQuiz this week. You guys got 4 points, though, so not too shabby. You guys got 4 points. That changes up the leaderboard a little bit.
I'm ahead of Beaverla. Yes.
that is true. All right, so we're going to click sort here, and we're going to get... So the new standings are the following. Scrawn is halfway to the coasters with 15 points. Shamu is close behind, though, with 13 in second place. Tied for third, we have Whimsicott and Jushiro with 10 points. In fifth place, we have Bobosophus. In sixth place, we have Snag with 7 points.
Ooh.
In seventh place, we have Maximus with 6 points. In eighth place, tied for eighth, we technically have Ethan and Beaverla with 5 points. And we have, in 10th place, Viger with 4 points, and Gator bringing up the rear with Zilch. So, that's where we are today, guys. Let's see. The race for the coasters continues. Scrawn still needs 15 points. So
let's do it!
It's still anybody's game. It's still anybody's game. Everybody's like an episode within each other. So... well, that's it for this week's PokeQuiz. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.